Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Kaplan-Cheek from the Sebastopol Library. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi, Roland.
Well, Don DeVivaros's show, which is called Don DeVivaros and the Art of North America, opened at the library on August 2nd, and it'll be there till the end of the month, till August 31st. Are you pleased with the show?
We are very pleased with the show. We have work there. The earliest piece is from 1978. He was teaching at CCAC, and it was a piece that was purchased by one of his colleagues, a fellow named Larry McClary, and loaned to us by his family. And I can describe the piece. It's called California Quail Lady. And it's very, almost hyper-realistic, a beautifully detailed, rich drawing. And there's, on one side of the picture, there's a female quail with her eye cast back at the viewer, her beady eye, and it just fixes on you. Oh. That becomes the center of interest in the drawing. And the drawing is rich with this feeling of life, of birth, death, regeneration, all happening at hyperspeed, the way it feels in the North Woods sometimes in the summertime, just dripping with life.
Right, right.
And the log that this lady quail is standing on almost could be a prehistoric amphibian coming to life. The most recent picture, we have also his last picture. And in this picture, unlike all the others we have, there are no people and no animals. It was probably done in 2016. It's a petrified forest. The light is cool, very northern, maybe Alaska or Canada. The trees are sort of whitish and dying. Beautifully detailed, beautifully outlined, but there is this feeling of petrification in it, almost as if he could foretell that his time was limited.
Right. He's quoted in this press release that I'm holding here as having said, "I make the art of North America."
Uh-huh.
And that really describes him. It really seemed to me that Don could make art, real art, out of anything. Anything that impinged on his vision, anything that came into his mind was the subject for art.
That's true. And he taught himself to use any tool, any material.
That's right.
That would help him bring his ideas to life. So he could sew. He worked in leather. He worked in metal. He worked in wood, all drawing and painting materials. Yeah, rich visions.
So interesting that he had really this whole long career at California College of Arts and Crafts as an instructor, and then arbitrarily began his life over again up here in Sonoma County.
Yeah. I didn't know him when he first moved up here. I think he moved up here in the 80s, and I didn't meet him until the second half of the 90s. So I think it was an impulse from reading what he's written. It sounds as though he wanted to make art and have nothing else impeding his using his time other than
right.
the making of art.
Right.
So he moved up here to make art, but without the structure of teaching and the rewards of teaching. He was very good at teaching. He was a natural teacher.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
he
we
was.
All need contact, and we need interaction, and we need a little bit of structure. Without that, he sort of fell apart.
Yeah.
And also not knowing as many people.
Right. If there had been a position of artist laureate, he could have been the artist laureate, not just of Sebastopol, really, but of the West County, I think.
Yeah, or of Northern California.
Or of Northern California. Right, maybe that's best of all. Ellen, thanks very much for coming in once again and talking about Don. Somebody needs to write his biography, I think.
I think I'm doing it.
Oh, great. I hoped
I'm
you would say
on it.
That. Okay, people, you must see Don's show. It'll be at the public library until August 31st, and there'll be a reception on August 10th between 5:30 and 7. For information, here's the telephone number, 823-7691. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.